In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, the 9th of March. Glad you could be here, everybody, with the full realization that some not small percentage of you are listening to this while in a car or on a train or a subway and or do so on a daily basis and so are well aware of what I'm about to say. I nonetheless do need to say it. This country's infrastructure stinks, like just this side of a failing grade stinks. The American Society of Civil Engineers came out with its annual infrastructure report card today, D plus overall. Let me say that again, D plus. President Trump has promised to do something about it. A public-private partnership is what he wants, in which $150 or so billion dollars of tax incentives is going to generate, the White House hopes, $1 trillion worth of infrastructure investment. But as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, that public-private thing is going to affect the kinds of things that get built.
Toll roads are an easy sell. There's tangible return on investment. Kevin D. Good is director of infrastructure policy at the Center for American Progress. He says the problem is that some of the projects that need investment aren't moneymakers. Think of that stretch of rural highway in West Texas.
Those projects are not likely to find any benefit or likely to be moved to implementation with a tax credit and public-private partnership scheme just because the math doesn't work out for those investors.
But ultimately, it's not the business paying for the project anyway.
The users pay for these systems.
Greg DiLoretto is the chair of the civil engineers who came up with America's infrastructure grade.
Whether it's through a tax, whether it's through a water bill or a power bill, the users pay for it. So however you capitalize it and fund it, we still have to pay that money back.
One more problem, we don't have the labor force to get a lot of these things done. Andy Whitman is an engineering and construction analyst at R.W. Baird.
This is a different skill set, and there's a shortage of people, and you can even see a little bit of inflation in the broad-based construction cost indices as well.
Kevin D. Good at the Center for American Progress says galvanizing the public to get behind funding boring infrastructure projects that we take for granted is tough, too.
We tend to focus on really big dollar projects. We tend to focus on these mega projects. But I think when we do that, we miss the fact that so much of what is needed is basic repair of what already exists and incremental improvements.
Incremental improvements would certainly help and might even produce something better than a D plus. The infrastructure grade this time around was the same as it was 4 years ago. I'm Andy Euler from Marketplace.